Shalom to all. Today's office in Shalom Yishkalam Daf Lamites. So we are starting Lam Chesam Beis. The bottom line with the words Amar Chacham Reb Chanina and the Moltres Daf. It's on Chaf Beis Amar Beis, about halfway in between Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sarabas Biyakim Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we conclude the previous Gemara was saying that all monetary matters in the Beis Hamikdash have to be dealt with by a minimum of two people. And that's because there always has to be a system of checks and balances to make sure that everything's going smoothly with the money and no one's pocketing something that they shouldn't. And the proof for this was regarding the Mishkan, that all the collections, the donations, the Mishkan were done by at least two people, because the pasuk says "Vehem yikhu, and they shall take." Now that notwithstanding, the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he wasn't involved in the collections at all, he became very wealthy. How so? Moshe became wealthy because of the leftovers, the extras of the luchais. That's what it says in the pasuk. Lamed hasamar alfa on top. Pesal lachash ne luchais avanim. Carve out or hew out for yourself two luchais of stone. And what do we learn from here? Pesal lachash etay psilas shelcha. Pesal lacha is understood as the psilas, the leftovers of the carvings, of the shavings of the luchais. Those go to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, and luchais were made out of sapphire, and so all those extra shavings from the shaping of the luchais went to Moshe Rabbeinu's pocket. Now, Amar Chanan, he says, Hashem made a quarry of precious stones and pearls in Moshe Rabbeinu's tent, and Umenu Hashem Moshe, that's how Moshe became wealthy. Now, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vibitu Achri Moshe, and they looked after Moshe ad Baya Ayla until he came to the aisle, which means that as Moshe was walking to the aisle, everyone was looking at him and watching him. Now, Trina Amirayin, there's Machloikas Amirayin. Chan Amar one says Leganai, that they were looking after him in a negative way. But Chan Amar one of them says Leshevach, it was for the positive. Mandam Leganai, the one says it was negative. People would watch him and they would say as follows: Chaman Shakin, look at his thighs. Chaman Karin, look at his legs. Chaman Kaipton Achel Mindu Yudai, Vishas Mindu Yudai, look at all this meat that he eats from the Yidin and he drinks from the Yidin. Kol Mindalei Mindu Yudai, everything that he has is from the Yidin. People were accusatory of Moshe Rabbeinu that he stole from the Yidin. Whereas Mandam Leshevach, the one who says it was for the Shevach, is in a praiseworthy manner. That's because people would say, to see a tzaddik is a great tzchus. How wonderful it is that we get to see him. So they were just simply watching the tzaddik Moshe Rabbeinu walk back to his tent. That in itself is a great tzchus. And moving on to Halacha Gimel. Now this Mishnah explains the first line of the first Mishnah of the Perek, which had told us Yochanan ben Pinchas al Chaisamais, that Yochanan ben Pinchas was in charge of the Chaisamais, the tokens, and that Achi was in charge of the flowers and the Nesachim. What's this referring to? So first the Mishnah tells us Arba Chaisamais Hayu Mikdash, there were four tokens in the base of Mikdash, even though the word chaisam literally means like a seal or a stamp. Over here, we're going to see that it's referring to a token. Because of Alain, what was written on them? Egel, Zachar, Gedi, Vachaite. Egel literally means a calf. As we're going to see, it's referring to all cattle-related karbonos. Zachar means male, but it's referring to an isle, a ram. Gedi is referring to either a goat or a sheep. And Chaite is referring to a metzaira who brings three karbonos, so he had his own token. Now, Ben Azai says, Chamisha hayu, there were five tokens, not four, V'aramis kasav Alain, and it was written in Aramis, not in Lashon HaKodesh. What was written? Egel, Dechar, Gedi, Chayte Dal, V'Chayte Asher. And we're going to see in the Gemara what this Chayte Dal and Chayte Asher is, and how Ben Azai is arguing with Tanakama. Now these tokens represented how much a person needed for the Nesachim of the carbon that they were bringing. So if they were bringing Egel, they would pay and then get the Egel token. If they were bringing an Isle, they would pay and get the Isle token. So as the Mishnah tells us, Egel, Misham Shenischei Bakar, Gedoyel Muktanim Zechor Menekevis. Egel refers to all cattle-related carbonos. This is whether it was old or younger, male or female, meaning both bulls and cows, because anytime such a carbon is brought, they all have the same amount of nesachim, so there's no reason to differentiate. Now, Gedi, what was this one used for? Meshamesh Nischei Hatzoin, it was used for nesachim of tzoin, which refers to both sheep and goats. Gedoyel Muktanim, older and younger. Zachar Munekevis, male and female. Chotz Mishal Elim, except for rams, because rams are their own. As the Mishnah continues, Ayil, which is really Zachar, Meshamesh Nischei Elim Bavad, that was only used for nesachim when a ram was brought. And Chayte, Meshamesh Nischei Shalosh Behemoth Shamot Tzoyrel, the Chayte token was used for the three animals that a Mitzayra brings. This has its own stamp. There's another thing that a Mitzayra also has to bring, which is a loig of shemen, a loig of oil. And when a person presented this token, this one that said chayte on it, he also got a loig of oil along with it. And again, this is according to the Tanakama. So what was the procedure? Lama teson beis on top. Mishu mivakish nesachim, somebody who needed nesachim, ha'ilcha itzel Yochanan, he'd go to Yochanan, shum manal chaisamais, he was in charge of the tokens, v'nesel leimais, he would give him money for whatever he needed to pay for, umakal menu chaisam, and he would receive the token from Yochanan. Then, Bala Eitz Achia, he would go to Achia, Shumam Munal Nesachim, he was in charge of the Nesachim, V'noisim Lechaisam, he would give him that token, Umakal Menu Nesachim, and he would get whatever relevant Nesachim he needed from Achia. Now, La'erv in the evening, Bain Zay Tzelzeh, this one would come to that one, meaning Yochanan and Achia would meet up, V'Achia Maitzeh Achaisam Mais, Achia would take out all the tokens that he got, Umakabal Connected Mais, and he would receive the money proportionate to the amount of Chaisam Mais that he took out. If there was less money, meaning there wasn't enough enough money in Yochanan's box to cover all the chaisamos that Achiyah took out, so Yochanan has to take that out of his pocket. Maisir, if there was too much, if Yochanan had more money than chaisamos that Achiyah had, Haisirul Hektesh, that's more for Hektesh, Shayad Hektesh al Yoyna, because Hektesh always has the upper hand. Now, what about a little bit of troubleshooting? Misha Avar Chaisamai, a person who lost his chaisam. He paid for a chaisam by Yochanan, and then he lost it in the hullabaloo of the Beis HaMikdash, so he went back to Yochanan telling him, look, I lost my chaisam, can I have a replacement? So Mamtina Layada Erev, they would wait for him until the evening, meaning he had to have to wait until the evening time, until Yochanan and Achiyah met up, and if they found that there was extra money corresponding to his chaisam, then nice and loy, they'd give that to him, because that verified his claim that he lost his chaisam, but if not, nice and loy, they wouldn't give it to him. Now one more thing about the chaisam, the name of the day was written on them because of Ramayin. If it was just a standard chaisam that was used every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, then a person could be a trickster, and either if he found a chaisam on the floor, he could just pocket it and use it a different day, or maybe sell it, or he could just go to the Beis HaMikdash, claim that he needs Nesachim, pay for one of the chaisamos, and keep it in his pocket, waiting for the price to go up, and that's also a ramayis that we have to prevent. Therefore, they had certain days that were written on them, or you see in the Gemara, that it was much more detailed than this, preventing these issues. So the Gemara begins by discussing this machlokes ben Azai and the Tanna Kamma regarding this fifth chaisam, whether or not it exists. Remember, according to Tanna Kamma, there's only four chaisamos, the fourth one being Shel Chayte, that's a Mitzayro, who has to bring three karbonos, and as we had said at the bottom of the previous Amud, when he presents his Chayte token, he also receives the log of oil that he needs. So now the Gemara asks, Ben Azai, Chayte Dal Lama, according to Ben Azai, what's the purpose of having another token that's called Chayte Dal? Ben Azai had said that tokens 4 and 5 are Chayte Dal and Chayte Asher. Chayte Asher means he has enough money, so he could afford these three karbonos, so that's basically the same thing as Tanna Kamma's Chayte token, but Chayte Dal means he doesn't have enough money to afford his karbonos, so he's not going to be bringing all three as animals. The only animal he's going to bring is a kevis, is a lamb. So the question is, according to Ben Azai, what do we need a Chayte Dal token for? We should just give him the regular Gedi token, and that takes care of kevis nesachim. There's no reason to have a different token for the Chayte Dal. So the Gemara answers, Haymevi Luga Imai, that's because it also brought the leg of Shemen along with it. If you would have just presented the kevis token, you wouldn't get a leg of oil. But now that he presents the Chayte Dal token, they know that he's a Mitzayro who's too poor to bring the regular three karbonos, but he still needs a leg of oil. So that's what the Chayte Dal token helped him with. Baram Karbonon, however, according to Rabbanon, when he doesn't have enough money and he's just bringing the keves, he's not bringing all three animals, maybe Gedi, so then he does bring the Gedi, meaning he doesn't get the Chayte token, he only gets the regular Gedi token, which enables him to receive the Nesachim of a keves. And what about the leg of oil that he has to bring from his house, and he doesn't get it as part of his Nesachim, according to the Rabbanon? Now we're going to stop it for a day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Nesachim of certain animals. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.